Hello, dear viewers. It's George from Ireland. So it's just gone a quarter of a century since the Good Friday Agreement was signed in Belfast, which helped bring the Northern Ireland conflict to an end. But there's been a very troubling development, is that some people are very keen to drag Northern Ireland back to the Troubles. Obviously, it's a conflict that also spilled over into the Republic of Ireland and into Great Britain. So Easter Monday, it's a day that the Republican movement celebrates in Ireland. So it all harks back to Easter Monday in 1916, then being the 20th of April, if memory serves. So they all celebrate it on Easter Monday, not the 20th of April, because, of course, Easter's a movable feast. But this has the advantage for the Republican movement of it always being a public holiday. It's a public holiday because of the religious festival, not because of what happened in 1916, when a few hundred members of the Irish Volunteers gathered in Dublin and a few other places in Ireland and rebelled against the United Kingdom. Don't forget that in 1916, the whole of Ireland, we were all part of the United Kingdom at the time. But obviously, it was an ignominious defeat for the IRA, which suffered almost 100% casualties. The Irish Volunteers came to be known as the Irish Republican Army, as IRA. So they were surrounded, they surrendered, a few of them were killed in just 6 days, and a few of them put to death after that. But nevertheless, despite it being an abject failure, they've nevertheless marked this ever since. And so their parades, they carry the Irish tricolour, the flags of the four provinces of Ireland, the sunburst design, they dress up in paramilitary uniform, and they often don berets and, well, they have masks, dark sunglasses to hide their shameful faces. Now, obviously, Sinn Féin is the largest party in Northern Ireland, I mean, ourselves alone, and it's a big party in the Republic of Ireland too. So that was a political party which was around before the 1916 Rising, founded 11 years earlier, and briefly became the largest party in Ireland about 1918, split in 1922, whether to accept the treaty or not. And the faction which retained Sinn Féin became quite small, was a very minor party by the mid-20th century. And it was really the party of the IRA, because some people didn't accept that Northern Ireland remained part of the United Kingdom. And those ones, the IRA, they were the ones who were driving the Troubles, fighting from 1969 to 1998, committing acts of terrorism, eventually defeated by the Royal Ulster Constabulary, that's the police, by the British Army and to some extent, and indeed by the Irish security forces in the Republic of Ireland, the Gardaí Síochána, and the Irish Army. Anyway, the Provisional IRA, that's the main IRA faction, they eventually handed over their weapons. That was it. It was decommissioned, and they dissolved themselves. But some people in the IRA didn't accept that. They split from the Provisionals. They had various names, the Continuity IRA, the Real IRA, the New IRA. Going since 1986, so the Continuity IRA, and then the Real IRA since about 1998, rejecting the peace process, and the New IRA in the last few years. But as a few dozen people, they've seldom managed to kill anyone. They did shoot a PSNI officer a couple of months ago, as in Police Service of Northern Ireland officer, and they've occasionally murdered people alleging they're drug dealers and things like that. So there's some lesser acts of brutality they're carrying out. But the worrying thing is many people who seem to be involved in the New IRA weren't even born at the time of the Good Friday Agreement, and they have no memory. They don't realise just how horrific it was in the Troubles, how it's much better for everyone that there's peace in Northern Ireland, and whatever Northern Ireland's future is going to be, this will be resolved by exclusively peaceful, lawful and democratic means. And perhaps some older people have manipulated and exploited the naivety of these misguided youths to try and lead them into terrorism. So some masked hoodlums were committing crimes in Londonderry today. So that's the second biggest city in Northern Ireland that sits astride the River Foyle. And in the Creggan area, that's on the bog side of the city, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 300 people were there for a rally to remember the 1916 Easter Rising. And some of them, they attacked police officers. They threw petrol bombs. These are attempts to murder. Now, they didn't manage to kill any police officers. I'm not sure if they actually wounded any, damaging a police vehicle. So it's been condemned by all the political parties in Northern Ireland. The Alliance Party, which is a very moderately unionist party, said, no, this is a terrible thing to do. The Democratic Unionist Party is the major party arguing that Northern Ireland should stay in the United Kingdom forever, and obviously said that it was a detestable thing. And the leader of Sinn Féin in the north, Michelle O'Neill, she's deputy first minister. She denounced these crimes, saying that people must not engage in these violent acts. And the leader of the Social Democratic and Labour Party, Colm Eastwood, he likewise said that these adolescents should not be committing these delinquencies. And really, these sort of crimes have no place in Northern Ireland today. So the chief constable of the police service in Northern Ireland said they're going to try and deal with this. But there had been intelligence over the past few days that, there was the probable that they would up the ante. I'm a bit worried about this. Now, President Joe Biden of the United States is flying into Northern Ireland quite soon to commend the people there on the enormous and really unimaginable progress that's been made over the past 25 years. And obviously not to be led back to the dark days of the past, to the immiseration, the impoverishment of many people, and indeed countless lives would be lost were the conflict to re-erupt. I don't think it will be. So they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer. They didn't have many friends. I suppose abroad, who would want to stoke the flames? Probably Russia, actually. A really malign actor would like to see terrorism on the streets of Northern Ireland and elsewhere. Anything to embroil the United Kingdom in grief, mayhem, and sour relations between the United Kingdom and the European Union. Because in the Republic of Ireland, we are a European Union member state. So there'll be no major bomb attacks or anything like that. They're probably quite thoroughly penetrated by the security services. And there's a certain swagger to these boys stomping around by that, thinking they're very hard mouthing these slogans they perhaps don't understand. So Northern Ireland could join the Republic of Ireland. And the UK government has said for over a century, should the time come when the majority of people in Northern Ireland wish to quit the United Kingdom and to be absorbed into the Republic of Ireland, then His Majesty's government shall certainly expedite that forthwith. And people are talking about it. But the Taoiseach of the Republic of Ireland, Dr. Leo Varadkar, says they don't want to win by just one vote. They'd like to win by a convincing margin, like 55% plus. And so have a dialogue, try and act as persuaders, unionists, so they don't feel alienated if the fusion of Northern Ireland with the Republic of Ireland is effectuated. And it doesn't want any sort of loyalist disturbances were that to happen. Anyway, because it might happen anyway, the Catholics are the majority in Northern Ireland these days. Now, there's a strong correlation between being Catholic and being a nationalist. Okay, obviously, there are a few Catholic unionists and there's some Catholics who are neutral. You could be a Protestant who's a nationalist. Likewise, a nationalist meaning someone who wants Northern Ireland to depart the UK and to accomplish union with the Republic of Ireland, making it a 32-county republic. And of course, that'd be back into the European Union. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.